Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, March 4th, 2024. US futures are indicating a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in positive territory but are now narrowly mixed, following mostly higher Asian markets. US dollar is stronger against the Japanese yen but weaker versus euro and sterling. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. WTI crude oil futures are up, gold is weaker, industrial metals are also down with iron ore sharply lower, and cryptocurrencies are notably higher. The equity markets have continued to push higher despite the tone down in central bank rate cut expectations. The better market sentiment is pinned on the upbeat US macro data, and it is a similar story in the UK. The earnings picture in Europe is not as bad as feared, while forward-looking Eurozone data is also a bit more supportive. As for China, ahead of its National People's Congress that kicks off tomorrow, economists expect a full-year GDP growth target of 5% to be set, a CPI target of 3% despite the current deflation, and a budget deficit of at least 3% of GDP. They'll also be watching for stimulus signals, especially those to help the consumer, but deep reform announcements are considered unlikely. On the data front, South Korea's industrial production unexpectedly fell, while the manufacturing PMI expansion eased amid softer growth in output and demand. Japan's corporate survey showed an unexpected surge in Q4 CapEx growth, boding well for positive GDP revisions. The Australian business inventories showed a surprise contraction, raising negative implications for GDP. The Australian job advertisements and building approvals also fell. Elsewhere, the Swiss CPI eased in February but still came in above forecasts. The Eurozone Centix Investor Confidence Survey came in better than expected. While it is a quiet macro calendar today, markets are awaiting the UK budget due on Wednesday. Chancellor Hunt is under pressure to cut taxes to boost Conservative government's electoral chances, but is hampered by reduced physical space. The European Central Bank is set to leave its policy on hold. The bank will also publish updated macroeconomic projections, which may begin the process of preparing for gradual rate cuts later this year. And markets are looking towards a June move. In corporate news, Arkhouse and Brigade Capital have submitted an increased all-cash proposal to acquire Macy's for $24 per share. The Macy's board will review and evaluate this latest offer. Terran Orbital holder Lockheed Martin has submitted a non-binding proposal to acquire all Terran Orbital's common shares in a merger transaction at $1 per share in cash. In Asia, equity markets finished mixed in a choppy day's trading on Monday. Japan's Nikkei 225 finally broke through the 40,000 line to end on a fresh record high. Australia reached an intraday record as well before settling back. And India's Nifty has added a few points to the record it set in a special Saturday session. Greater China markets were lower for the most of the day, but spiked into the close to finish a little higher, as participants showed caution ahead of the National People's Congress that formally opens tomorrow. South Korea bounced back after a few negative days last week. Taiwan gained as TSMC reached a record high, and Southeast Asia was mostly lower. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Monday, March 4th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.